Mr. Chair, I wish to congratulate you on your chairmanship and offer full cooperation and support towards a substantive outcome of this meeting. We also thank the Implementation Support Unit, ISU, for its valuable work. Thailand associates itself with the statement made on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Mr. Chair, it has become clear in recent years that the international norms against weapons of mass destruction are being challenged with the increased reports of chemical weapons used in various locations across the world and the renewed significance of nuclear weapons in several states' security doctrines. It is time for us to come together to reinforce these norms and preserve the integrity and stability of the global disarmament and non-proliferation regime. The Biological Weapons Convention, as one of the key frameworks of this regime, must continue to be strengthened. Last year's conclusion of the BWC's intercessional program was an important step to this end. Identifying the priorities for our work, namely cooperation and assistance, development in the field of science and technology related to the convention, strengthening national implementation, assistance, response and preparedness, and institutional strengthening of the convention can only serve to fortify the BWC and move it forward. For Thailand, we have always been committed to strengthening the BWC through the fulfillment of our obligations and national implementation. These include, first, the regular submission of our confidence measure reports, compiling data from all relevant authorities to ensure its comprehensiveness and accuracy. Secondly, establishing a working group on biological weapons as a mechanism for cross-agency coordination and information sharing. Currently, this working group is drafting a framework for Thailand's national response plan in the case of a biological event. Thirdly, establishing networks between public and private institutions to encourage further communication and capacity building, as well as facilitate cooperation and assistance with regional and international organizations. And fourthly, continuously working to strengthen and update our national legislations and regulations to comply with international standards, taking into account the relevant scientific and technological advances. For instance, this year, the Ministry of Public Health issued several notifications, such as the notification on safety assessment of technologies used in the production of pathogens and animal toxins, with the aim to increasing transparency and accountability in the operations of all relevant institutions and facilitates that work with such substances, such as the notification on safe assessment of technologies used in the production of pathogens and animal toxins. Such notifications also aim to improve biosafety and biosecurity standards and bolster preventive measures against potential biological threats. Mr. Chair, Thailand believes that enhancing the BWC requires a multi-stakeholder approach as states, intergovernmental organizations, NGOs, industry, academia, scientists, and independent experts all have important roles to play in strengthening norms against the misuse of biology. Similarly, Thailand recognizes the links between the BWC and other disarmament and non-proliferation mechanisms and competent stakeholders such as the 1540 Committee, the World Customs Organization, the UNODC, and the OPCW. The betterment of BWC implementation can only come about with inclusiveness, cooperation, and open dialogue and exchange in minds. Mr. Chair, lastly, to ensure a strong and robust BWC, the Convention must be properly resourced. To uphold the norms against biological weapons and realize our aspirations of global disarmament and non-proliferation, we require not only our collective political will and concrete efforts, but also our fair share of contributions. Thailand urges all states to comply with their financial obligations in full and on time. Lastly, Mr. Chair, Thailand reaffirms our strong support towards the BWC and our continued dedication to work with all parties to strengthen and support further universalization and full implementation of the Biological Weapons Convention. Thank you.